And the ultimate aim here, as complex as all these things are, you know, left, right brain hemispheres, triune, midbrain, forebrain, hindbrain, nervous system activity in relation with social engagement, unconscious memories, patterns of navigational networks and trillions of pathways, masculine, feminine energy, inner and outer realities, mind, body, spirit connection, as vast and complex as all this are, the ultimate aim is just to allow the self to experience more unconditional love and pure magic. Unconditional love and pure magic, unconditional love and pure magic. And then from that space to expand into more unconditional love and pure magic, unconditional love and pure magic. The purpose of working with aspects of self or different parts of the self is to nourish the way that the body-mind supports our capacity to navigate the unconditional love and pure magic that we innately are. There are infinite aspects of our soul self-essence that are flowing through brain-body wiring. And the structures of our body-mind are navigating our sense of self and the translations of personal experience. Our sense of self and translations of personal experience. And how we experience our sense of self and the translations of personal experience has less to do with the authentic essence of ourself and more to do with body-mind wiring. But we want to shift, transform, evolve, and expand body-mind wiring so that the way that we do encounter our sense of self and personal experience does have more to do with who we are. Because the who that we are has come in and consciously, intentionally, mindfully, diligently re-sculpted the wiring of the brain and the body mind or the subconscious, so that the wiring of the brain and body is infused with the energies of the authentic self and not limited or dictated by how experience has unconsciously wired it. The purpose of working with aspects of self is to nourish the body mind's capacity to navigate the unconditional love and the pure magic of who we truly are as a beautiful, infinite soul flowing through a human experience. How do we work and play with parts of self? And what is the intention, objective, or the direction that we're heading through that journey? In order to really, truly, deeply, effectively, transformatively, and with a space of love and empowerment, of gentleness and boldness, of tenderness and courage, in order to deeply and intimately and expansively and completely and holistically connect with all aspects of ourself and to work and play with these different parts of ourselves to maximize our personal journey, we absolutely have the opportunity to explore neuroscience and consciousness through unconditional love. Exploring neuroscience and consciousness through unconditional love. And in this journey, we have three opportunities that can benefit and serve and support us. The first is to understand and explore our sense of self and personal experience and inner realities. If there's a pattern of thinking or feeling or choosing or moving or responding or behaving or perceiving or anything that's allowing the sense of self to navigate life and inner realities that affects personal experience, three layers here, sense of self, navigating inner realities that affects personal experience, then exploring parts of self or aspects of self-essence through neuroscience consciousness with unconditional love allows us to understand and explore any element of our sense of self, the navigation of inner realities, and the translations of personal experience. The second purpose is to shift and transform anything that needs it. And this includes disruptions within how we experience our sense of self, the navigation of inner realities, and the details and translations of personal experience. And this could manifest in your thoughts, your feelings, your inner dialogue, inner narrative, emotions, sensations, habits, choice tendencies, responses, the way that you communicate inside of yourself, in mind-body connection, mind-body-spirit connection, the way you communicate with your own being, the way you communicate externally, the way you interact with life. It can manifest in all these different areas of personal experience from that sense of self, the navigation of inner realities, and the details of personal experience that are being translated through that inner reality. So if there's any disruption in that, any disruption in your sense of self, any disruption in your patterns of thinking or feeling or moving or choosing or responding, this could look like having alternate styles of internal navigation or alternate styles of experiencing your sense of self, and they don't line up with each other. And there's some conflict because different aspects of self have a different sense of self, a different navigation of inner realities, and a different experience of the translation of personal experience. And so there's inner conflict because there's these alternate styles of inner navigation with different parts of the self. Or it could look like a chronic pattern of internal navigation disruption that manifests in mental or emotional health, a chronic pattern of thought that's just like all pervasive, or a chronic pattern of feeling that's just really unpleasant to experience. If there's a chronic pattern of anything that is not allowing your sense of self and your inner realities and the translation of everyday moments to feel like unconditional love and pure magic, anything less than unconditional love and pure magic through your inner experience of self and body mind miracles, then this is an opportunity to shift and transform that by activating, awakening, reunifying, and expanding aspects of self while healing, nourishing, restoring, transforming, resculpting, expanding the body-mind wiring that is supporting the navigation of that self and for that self. The third purpose is to improve and expand our inner experiences of self and life, to improve and expand our mental and emotional health, to improve and expand our mind-body-spirit connection, to improve and expand the unity of self-essence, to improve and expand the experience of our own inner realities, to improve and expand the translations of everyday moments so that there is more opportunity to experience unconditional love and pure magic through the power of your own consciousness, the essence of yourself flowing through the miracles of your body, mind, and brain body structures. So you'll notice a beautiful pattern here of continuous repeated number threes. Everything kind of comes in collections of threes. And through the expression of aspects of self or exploring different parts of self through my work, the modality is called the trifecta treasure trove. Trifecta, tri three. And so there's a pattern of three you'll notice throughout this magic. So three purposes: to explore and understand, to shift and transform, and to improve and expand. By exploring, number three, neuroscience, consciousness through unconditional love. And in this process, we're exploring another three, the sense of self, the navigation of inner realities, and the translations of personal experience that bridge that self through inner realities with everything else, other people, places, things, situations, sensations, experiences, etc. So sense of self, navigating inner realities and the translations of personal experience. And so the purpose of working with aspects of self, another three, is to guide the body mind to navigate unconditional love and pure magic to experience more of the true self. Is to guide the body mind to navigate unconditional love and pure magic, which allows us to know and experience and embody and express more of the true self. So how do we work and play with parts of the self, and what is the direction, intention, or end goal of that process and that journey? The end goal and process in this journey is to nourish the attachment needs at the foundation of body minds, because the attachment needs are affecting all brain body regulation. The attachment needs are affecting all styles of internal navigation and affecting all of the ways that the self is experiencing its own sense of self. Another three: navigation, regulation, and sense of self. Navigation, regulation, sense of self. Attachment needs are what bridge essence of self or soul or consciousness and the brain-body wiring, allowing the unconditional love of the true self to experience the human life, which is founded and rooted and sculpted from a foundation of experiences of love through attachment development beginning in early childhood. And so consciousness comes in and collides with brain-body wiring, and they merge through experiences of love, where the essence of self is love and the body mind is sculpted through experiences of love. And so it all comes to attachment needs at body mind foundations, because that's the bridge. It's the glue that holds everything together. It's the bridge that connects the soul with the human body. It's the bridge that connects all of the different miracles of the body mind, all the different structures of navigation, regulation, and how that affects the sense of self. And so the ultimate aim or purpose of working and playing with different aspects of self is to nourish the attachment needs flowing at the foundation of the body mind, affecting all brain body regulation, affecting all navigation of sense of self, inner realities, and personal experience, and bridging the essence of consciousness or soul with the human body. How do we do this? How do we work and play with parts of self? How do we explore and understand and shift and transform and improve and expand and nourish attachment needs and work with different, all these parts of self? And how do we do that through neuroscience consciousness with unconditional love? I'm going to break it down for you with five elements of neuroscience and five aspects of consciousness that we really can focus on to embrace this journey in its optimal capacity with the maximum benefit for your personal healing, nourishment, conscious expansion, and loving liberation. Element of neuroscience we explore to really understand, transform, and expand any aspect of ourself or experience of life through our inner realities from the inside out is attachment development. And this includes original experiences from childhood of the original attachment development that the body actually experienced. And we look at 3D or more, but at least 3D specific attachment needs that exist in the body mind right here, right now in relation with the data flowing through it, which carries information from your entire life. And so in this process, you could say that you're looking at how experiences throughout your whole life have created a felt sense of attachment, well-being, or the fulfillment of specific internal needs. But we really want to not look at past experiences. We're looking at the self flowing through information in the body mind right here, right now. And that differentiation is really, 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 really important and really uplifting and impactful and empowering in a billion different ways. So yes, we're kind of looking at a lifetime of experiences, but we're not looking at it from that perspective. We're actually looking at navigational patterns existing right here, right now in the body mind. And so when we look at attachment development through a lens of neuroscience in order to explore aspects of self, we're looking at original experiences from childhood through the process of attachment development, and we're looking at 3D specific attachment needs that the self has right here, right now in relation with the navigational structures flowing through body-mind miracles. The second element of neuroscience we explored to understand parts of self and have more opportunities to shift and transform and improve and expand any element of our inner realities from the inside out is through left-right brain hemispheres and the characteristics of consciousness that these brain structures support. When you look into neuroscience, the two brain hemispheres are basically different people. They have completely different flows of energy and information and characteristics and strengths and attributes and skill sets and everything. And the aspects of self flowing through the left and right brain hemispheres, if there are no connections, are literally two completely different people that have absolutely nothing in common. And this is coming from my own personal journey of the Implicit Revelations case study, where there were completely split brain hemispheres for several years during my inner work and extensive research in neuroscience to really understand it in a deep way. And so the left and right brain hemispheres, if there are no connections, they are literally two completely different people. But then there's this bridge in the middle of the brain that connects them and unifies these aspects of self, bridges these realms of consciousness, and connects these skill sets of the brain to collaborate in a really, really magical, magical way. And so when we're exploring parts of self, we can explore the characteristics and attributes and skill sets and personality traits, if you will, of the left and right brain hemispheres to explore different aspects of self, and then look at how those inner realities are connecting, or maybe not connecting, and there's some disruption there. And by exploring the left and right brain hemispheres, we can understand parts of self and have more opportunities to shift and transform, improve, and expand any element of our personal experience from the inside out. The third element of neuroscience is similar in a way, different parts of the brain that have different characteristics and they have different roles to play within our experience. And by exploring them, we can really understand aspects of self in a really deep and really powerful, beautiful, beautiful way. And that is the triune brain. So left, right brain is split down the middle like this, and we've got this half and this half. Here, we're going and we're going to look at the brain in a different way. We've got the front brain, the midbrain, and the hindbrain. The forebrain, the midbrain, and the hindbrain. You can, the front of the brain, the middle of the brain, and the back of the brain, if you want to think about it, okay? The triune brain, three regions of the brain, front, mid, back, forebrain, midbrain, hindbrain, the triune brain, another role of the number three in this journey. Three brain regions in this way. Is also left, right, right? And then there's three this way. And by exploring the role that they play, we can really understand the self in a new way. And another way to kind of simplify this concept is to think about the mental, emotional, and physical body, which are all impacted by the energy of self. And that touches on your four different bodies, the mental, physical, emotional, and energetic body. And so we've got kind of the more mental plane, the emotional plane, and the physical plane of like the actual physical body here and how they're all connecting. And this also affects mind-body-spirit connection. The mind and the body, you can kind of think of the forebrain and the midbrain connecting as the mind, and then the midbrain and the hindbrain connecting as the body. and spirit is the essence of self who is flowing through that. And so it's another way to explore mind-body-spirit connection. The third element of neuroscience that allows us to explore parts of self in a new way is through the nervous system in relation with social engagement. And this especially explores concepts stemming from the polyvagal theory, where the autonomic nervous system has five different states of regulation in direct affiliation with social engagement. And so we explore activity of the nervous system in relation with the polyvagal theory, where there are three states of engagement and the realms that bridge them, totaling five different states of nervous system activity that hold direct correlation with different states of social engagement and disengagement. And this allows us to explore aspects of self in a mind-blowingly profound way. The fifth element that we can explore to understand different aspects of self, and this is what I share through the sessions that I offer, one-on-one sacred soul sessions available in single individual sessions and also multi-month personalized pathways, a 3 or 6 month container to dive deep into these concepts through the original modalities I've developed called the Trifecta Treasure Trove, which includes the Liberated Consciousness Diagram, Expanded Spirit Diagram, and a bunch of other magic. Through my work of really studying these concepts in depth and going through my own personal journey to explore them in a new way and developing these modalities to use them in a new way, to use these concepts of neuroscience, these elements of consciousness in a new way through unconditional love to explore parts of the self and have a chance to really understand and shift and expand and improve our inner realities through unconditional love by cultivating a felt somatic sense of the fulfillment of specific internal attachment needs. The fifth element of neuroscience that we can explore to understand as different parts of the self, and these are concepts that I use when I serve my clients through our sessions, is the patterns of navigation in neural networks, especially patterns of feeling and movement in unconscious memories. Navigational patterns in the body-mind, in the brain and body, flowing through so many complex trillions of neural networks, especially patterns of feeling and movement held in unconscious memories, implicit memories. So often when there's a pattern of emotion or a pattern of internal feeling-based navigation, or a pattern of movement or choice tendency, you keep doing that one thing over and over, and no matter how much your mind says, I'm not going to do that thing, you go do that thing again. Those are actually projections of unconscious memories, but they don't feel like memories because they're navigational patterns guiding you to navigate the present moment, but they're actually unconscious memories. And so we can explore the neuroscience of unconscious memories and the navigational patterns they carry, especially patterns of feeling and movement, to fulfill these intentions. So five elements of neuroscience: attachment development and attachment needs, left-right brain hemispheres, forebrain, midbrain, hindbrain through the triune brain, activity of the nervous system in relation with social engagement, especially stemming from the polyvagal theory, and navigational patterns in neural networks, especially patterns of feeling and movement in unconscious memories. And through these five elements of neuroscience, we have new opportunities to understand and explore parts of self, which allows us to understand and explore aspects of our personal experience and inner realities, shift and transform anything that needs it, and to improve and expand beyond anything we've previously known. While we're on the topic of navigational networks in the body-mind, we can also explore aspects of self through five other components that allow us to understand the organization of navigational networks in the body-mind. And this references a concept I've developed called the etiological quintet of body-mind navigation. And it's basically five elements that allow us to understand the purpose and organization of all the navigational networks in the brain and the body, how the information and messages exist and connects to support the navigation of our sense of self, inner realities, and personal experience. And that's through explicit and implicit pieces of information, data from each year of life, data in relation with different navigational roles and priorities, data in relation with self associations, and data in relation with the abstract associations of all experiential elements. And so the etiological quintet of body-mind navigation opens some really fun doors to explore parts of self to fulfill our intentions. Next up, let's explore five elements of consciousness that provide further opportunities to explore parts of self. And if you want to dive deeper, you can always explore the offerings that I share. I have self-guided journeys, one-time sacred soul sessions, and multi-month one-on-one pathways. And I would love to connect with you to serve and support your journey. And if you're interested in diving deeper, but you're not sure which offering could best serve you, I would love to connect with you and point you in the right direction. So five elements of consciousness that we can explore to really understand different aspects of self in a new light. The first is to distinguish the essence of self as soul or spirit or divine consciousness from brain-body wiring and the human temple vessel or physical form. The second is to explore different characteristics of consciousness. And this is really fun, juicy, and limitlessly expansive. For example, you can explore characteristics of consciousness through the elements of air, earth, fire, and water. You can explore characteristics of consciousness through masculine and feminine energies. You can explore characteristics of consciousness through descriptors like love, peace, joy, freedom, creativity, expansion, expression. You can explore characteristics of consciousness through the energetic attributes of the chakra centers and the energies and skill sets and characteristics of consciousness and the divine nature of energy flows through each of the chakra centers. So once the essence of self or soul is distinguished from brain body wiring and all those details of neuroscience we're exploring, then we can explore characteristics of consciousness. And this can be done through a variety of lenses, such as masculine, feminine energies, the chakra centers, elements, etc. The next way to explore aspects of self through consciousness is to explore how infinite awareness navigates infinite energy within the human experience through body-mind miracles. To explore how infinite awareness navigates infinite energy within this human experience. And this includes the navigation of perceiving energy, which is especially done through the mind, the navigation of receiving energy, which especially through the body, the navigation of sustaining and preserving energy, and the navigation of extending or giving or emitting energy. And so consciousness is actually an infinite awareness navigating these energies within personal experience. And then there's some really fun interplay where all these ideas come together in a powerful way. And this is expressed through my original modalities shared in the Trifecta Treasure Trove, which are available to explore in depth through self-guided journeys and courses and content creations and sessions with me, whether that's a one-time session or a 3 or 6 month container with weekly ongoing sessions, which are complemented by several of those content creations and self-guided journeys. So the way to bring all of this stuff together is shared through my Trifecta Treasure Trove, an original modality I've spent many years developing, and it is so, so powerful and really allows us to explore parts of self in a new way, to explore and understand in a reality, shift and transform anything that needs it, and to improve and expand the quality of life through our sense of self and the navigation of inner realities. So we can bring all of these concepts together in a new way. And so consciousness navigating the perception of energy through the mind is especially occurring through the forebrain and the left brain hemisphere through masculine energy. And consciousness in the reception of energy and the navigation of receiving energy is especially done through the body and the right brain hemisphere and the hindbrain through feminine energy. And then that creates the roots of reality or the roots of our sense of self. And then we have the supporters of that essence of self and the supporters of our personal experience, which sustain and preserve energy, especially through masculine energy, where the midbrain connects the forebrain and the hindbrain, and that corpus callosum connects the right and left brain hemispheres. And then we have the energies of self that are emitting and extending and giving energy. And that's especially through feminine energy, again, where that corpus callosum is bridging left-right brain hemispheres, and the midbrain is bridging the connections between the forebrain and the hindbrain. And so we have this flow of masculine, feminine energies and the different brain regions and different energies of self-essence and the navigation of infinite energies and mind-body-spirit connection. And it all comes together in a new way to really understand aspects of self in a magical way. The best part about all these different concepts coming together is that through my work, I offer a way to create treasure maps, a very simple, colorful, fun, easy to play with, easy to understand, simplified concept so that all these complex things and all the ways that they are interacting with each other in every nanosecond of our experience beyond awareness can be simplified and understood and personally applied, so that not only are you exploring and discussing and understanding these concepts and their relationship with your personal experience, but you're able to apply it in a simplified way where you're like, oh, I can actually like see a representation of what we just talked about. And I can actually create, actively engage with a treasure map. And I can color this and draw this and notate this so that I have a visual, colorful, fun, tangible representation of the application of all these ideas that we're talking about. And this process allows us to connect consciousness through these brain regions, because the talking about the ideas of it and the discussing and the understanding of it, especially through the left brain, and then when you have this colorful, hands-on, visual thing that you're actively engaging with, that's especially right brain. And so through the work that I offer and the work I share, especially through my sessions, we are able to explore these ideas and personally apply them in a very powerful way. And then I actually can teach you the concepts of that treasure mapping so that it's a skill set you carry with you moving forward. But more on that later, okay? The next component we explore to understand different aspects of self is the identity of self-essence, the identity of the soul, the identity of the sense of self. And this is important because we're exploring all these different components, right? These energetic characteristics and these functionalities of the brain and the way that they're impacting personal experience, all these different sensations of reality and patterns of feeling and movement and all this amazing, magical stuff. But the actual identity and sense of self has nothing to do with it. And to explore the actual sense of self and the energetic identity of the soul who is within and beyond it really allows us to connect so much deeper with parts of self in a way that creates a sense of inner wholeness and homeness, where parts of the self feel very deeply acknowledged for who they really are and honored in who they really are, and then from that space, able to expand into the navigation of life through Body Mind Miracles in a new way. But grounding into the actual identity of self is so powerful and important. And then again, we're exploring not just these individual things, but also the relationship between all of it. And so to explore the identity of self, but then how is the identity of self experiencing life through unconscious memories? How is the identity of self experiencing life through different brain regions? How is the identity of self expressing itself through characteristics of consciousness? What is the relationship and the correlation? And how do we really honor all these different components and aspects of ourself and our aspects of our experience without reducing the magnificence of them? And to deeply honor each individual aspect and component, but also honor their interrelated connectedness and the unified energy field that comprises the wholeness of self. And the fifth and final way we explore consciousness when we're exploring aspects of self is to explore the energetic essence of consciousness and the aspect of self who existed before body-mind wiring, before the brain and the body were sculpted through attachment development, connecting with the foundation of the inner child, the essence of soul, before the brain and the body were sculpted into the wiring that now exists, and exploring the essence of self who exists within an immediate present moment, the eternal now. And then to explore how aspects of self are actually bridging those realities. And this is such a powerful journey. There are no words to describe it. And so to explore the foundational energetic essence of self who existed at the beginning of this body's life before it was developed into a uniquely individualized being with all the patterns of wiring and navigation and regulation and all the stuff that now exists, the essence of self as pure soul who existed at the very beginning of this body's life, and the essence of self existing in this immediate present moment, an eternal now that stands beyond the constructs of space and time because it is the eternal now, the present moment. And then to explore how aspects of consciousness are bridging those realities through body-mind miracles.
That's actually included in number four. So the fourth component of consciousness we explore to understand aspects of self is to look at the soul identity and the sense of self that is the essence of soul within and beyond the human experience, the identity of the soul. And this includes an identity of love, infinite love, sacred love, unconditional love, and all the different roles that love plays in the identity of the soul self. For example, the self is infinite love, sacred love, unconditional love. And then there are different parts of the self that play different roles in the love of the true self. There are aspects of self who are love's sacred witness, love's sacred power, love's sacred champion, love's sacred abundance, love's sacred presence, love's sacred joy, love's sacred embodiment. And so we look at the identity of the true self through this lens of infinite, sacred, unconditional love. And then as we explore the identity of the self, we can also look at the self being love, light, and miracles. And when you take on an identity of being love, light, and miracles, and that is simply who you are, it's not, hi, I'm this person, and I'm this age, and I have this job, and I live in this location, and I prefer these styles of clothes, and I prefer this genre of music, and I have these beliefs, and I have these perspectives, and I have these preferences and opinions, and I have these relationships with these people. Sure, that's a part of the experience, but that has nothing to do with who you are. If you say, I am love, I am light, I am miracles, and that is the core of who I am, and that is the foundation from which I navigate life from, because that is the foundation of my personal identity, then the soul can start to feel a somatic sense of liberation in so many amazing ways. So we explore the self being love, light, and miracles. We explore the self being infinite love, unconditional love, sacred love. And then we look at the role that self aspects play in being love. And this includes, but is not limited to, love's sacred witness, love's sacred power, love's sacred champion, love's sacred abundance, love's sacred presence, love's sacred joy, and love's sacred embodiment. And then as we are exploring these energetic attributes of the true self, the soul self, a sense of self that is within and beyond the human experience, we look at the energy of self-essence that existed before the brain and the body got sculpted into existence, the essence of self existing in this sacred eternal now moment, and we ground in these roots of self-essence and then explore how aspects of self are bridging those realities, which really looks at how brain-body wiring is supporting the essence of self, all the moments between this moment here and that moment as a young infant, toddler, young child, before the brain and the body were developed into being, that holds keys to the authentic essence of self. But then there are all these self aspects bridging those realities through brain-body wiring. And so then we look at how self aspects are experiencing the sense of self that is through brain-body wiring. And we look at the role that all these different things that we're exploring, the unconscious memories, the neurobiological social engagement system, left-right brain hemispheres, forebrain, midbrain, hindbrain, mind-body-spirit connection, the nervous system and relational social engagement, attachment development, these characteristics of consciousness and expression, inner and outer realities, all these different things. And we explore how all of those structures of neuroscience are affecting the identity of the self within the energetic expression of its own beingness. And then fifth and finally, the last little component we look at here when we are exploring consciousness and then in relation with neuroscience through this lens of unconditional love to understand parts of self, aspects of self in a completely radical, wondrous way, is to explore inner and outer realities. And this includes connection throughout brain hemispheres. There's actually specific brain regions that support the neuroscientific capacity for consciousness to have correlations between its own inner and outer realities and inner and outer sensations of experience. And we look at a variety of different things, but the inner and outer realities. And this is one, a balance of your own inner self-care and inner self-exploration and your own external extensions of energy and experience. And it's also how inner sensations and everyday moments have connection and correlation with the outside world. And so we look at inner and outer realities of consciousness within the human expression and experience. And this includes mind, body, spirit connection, mind and body and spirit in its individuated forms of expression and through the connections. The mind has a sense of inner and outer reality. The body has a sense of inner and outer reality. And the spirit or soul essence has a sense of inner and outer reality through its energy. So mind, body, and spirit, soul, or energy, there's a sense of inner and outer reality within each of them. And so as we explore mind, body, spirit, and the way that they are actually connecting, we're exploring the inner and outer realities in a very powerful way, where the mind, again, has its own sense of inner and outer reality. The body has its own sense of inner and outer reality, and the spirit has its own sense of inner and outer reality. So now we're not just balancing and harmonizing inner and outer realities, but that within each component of mind, body, and spirit. And so five components of consciousness that we explore. One, who is consciousness? What is consciousness? And differentiating the self from brain-body wiring through an exploration of consciousness. The second are characteristics of consciousness, and this includes masculine and feminine energies, energetic characteristics, strengths, and attributes of each of the chakra centers, the different elements, earth, fire, air, water, and specific attributes like love, joy, peace, creativity, expansion. The third component of consciousness is the navigation of infinite energy through infinite awareness. And then we look at that abstract thing in a little more specificity through the navigation of perceiving, receiving, sustaining, and emitting energy within personal experience. Fourth is soul identity, and fifth is inner and outer realities bridge through mind, body, and spirit.
And so the purpose of exploring aspects of self is to allow for the body-mind miracles to navigate the unconditional love and pure magic of the authentic self-essence, and to explore and understand our inner realities and personal experience and sense of self, to shift and transform anything that needs it, and from that space then to improve and expand the quality of our personal experience through our sense of self and navigation of reality. Through the process of exploring aspects of self, through those five elements of neuroscience and five elements of consciousness, and the five ways of understanding the organization of navigational networks and trillions of body-mind pathways, incorporating those 15 concepts into one unified modality, which is the trifecta treasure trove that I share, which includes the liberated consciousness diagram, expanded spirit diagram, and other amazing expressions and modalities that are used within and beyond those treasure mappings particulars. Through the trifecta treasure trove, we explore the integration of all 15 of those concepts. And from that space, we have new opportunities to nourish the attachment needs that are bridging all of it. Attachment needs are bridging all of those five components of neuroscience, the five components of consciousness, and also those five elements that allow us to understand body-mind wiring and structures of navigational patterns. So 15 key elements here we're exploring. And all of them depend on the well-being of attachment needs, the way that you navigate your own sense of self. Personal experience and inner realities depends on how the body-mind experiences being tenderly held, abundantly taken care of, having space for playful fun, creative expression, feeling seen and loved and treasured and celebrated and appreciated with a sense of belonging, with a sense of connection and support and collaboration and community and safety and security and protection and provision and sustenance and stability, feeling respected and embraced and recognized and honored, with a sense of importance and directional guidance and allowance and opportunistic space and purpose. And based on how experiences allow us to encounter the well-being of those attachment needs, all of those 15 elements come to play within our sense of self, navigation of inner realities, and the details of our personal experience. When we experience our everyday lives, what often happens is that the experiencer of self is responding to the experience. And that's kind of the end of the story. There's the experiencer and there's the experience. And that's kind of all there is. But in that space, the experiencer of self doesn't have the opportunity to be acknowledged and honored for all that they are, and supported in expanding into their authentic essence of self, and holding space for the unconditional love and pure magic that they truly are, and having space to expand into a greater understanding of all different aspects of self from this expansion of awareness and this nourishment of specific internal attachment needs. And so when we allow for a journey of distinction and connection between aspects of self and components of experience through the inner realities from a lens of neuroscience, then we can actually create space, hold space for these parts of self to be all that they are in a way that they've maybe never encountered. And this actually gets to be felt somatically inside of the body in a way that actually reconstructs our DNA, rewrites the foundation of brain-body wiring, repatterns the cells of our body, so that the way that our consciousness flows through brain-body wiring can expand and support more of the unconditional love and pure magic of who we really are and how we are divinely designed to encounter the miracles of the human experience. In this journey, we can distinguish the awareness of self from the experiencer of self. And then we can start to differentiate different aspects of the inner experiencer in relation with those 15 things that we just talked about. The different elements of neuroscience, organization of body-mind navigational networks, and components of consciousness, and differentiate different parts of the self to really honor and acknowledge the essence of self and how they are encountering personal experience through body-mind miracles. Awareness of self from the experiencer of self, and then distinguishing different aspects of the inner experiencer from each other and allowing for there to be intimate connection, distinction and connection. And then once we have this expanded attunement with the self, then we can explore inner realities and personal experience through Body Mind Miracles. And then we can explore the wiring of the body mind, the wiring of the brain and the body, and the projections of personal experience that are happening through that. And that's another distinction and connection, because that projection of thought is not the wiring of the body mind. It's not the body mind. It's a projection from the body mind. But then there's wiring deeper in the body mind. And so you might be aware of the personal experience, but you might not be aware of the details about the wiring that's causing that personal experience. So once we have this distinction and connection between the self, then we start to have distinction and connection between the experience and the brain-body wiring, or the body-mind miracles that are simulating, projecting, or navigating, translating, interpreting, and then storing that personal experience. And we explore the relationship between all of these inner realities and aspects of self. From that space, we're able to deeply honor and acknowledge and validate and affirm and reunify and connect with and attune with and just create space for all these different aspects of self and all the body-mind miracles that are allowing the self to have a personal experience that is uniquely individualized for the beautiful being of you. And from that space, we can really understand our sense of self, our inner realities, and the details of personal experience, have opportunities to shift and transform anything that needs it, and to improve and expand beyond anything we've previously known. From that space, we also have a new chance to nourish the attachment needs at the foundation of all of it. Because the aspects of self who are within the body-mind navigating specific attachment needs are not the same aspects of self who can cultivate the fulfillment of those attachment needs. Through attachment development in early life, when an infant or a child or a toddler has something that they need, including attachment needs, they can't fulfill that for themselves. The adult, parent, or caregiver needs to come in and fulfill that for them. And the relationships between parts of our own self are like that. The relationships between aspects of ourselves are like that. There's a part of self that needs to feel seen and loved, but they need to feel seen and loved by someone. So they need to feel seen and loved by another aspect of self. There's a part of the self that needs to feel safe and secure. And so another aspect of self can come help fulfill that for that aspect of self. The self aspect with the attachment need cannot be the same aspect of self who fulfills that attachment need, because of the relational connection between aspects of self, because of how the brain and the body developed through social engagement and attachment development. It's just an innate blueprint that's held in the body mind, where life is relational. And we need to have relationships between aspects of our own self so that we can fulfill these attachment needs for ourselves, so that we're not dependent on a romantic partner or a parent caregiver to provide for these attachment needs. But the aspect of self holding that need needs this other aspect of self to be like, hey, I'm here, and then have relation with those parts of self and create the fulfillment of those specific needs because of the structures of social engagement that create the foundation of brain-body wiring. And that's part of what we explore when we understand the neuroscience of the human experience through the Trifecta Treasure Trove. If you would like to dive deeper and explore ways of working with parts of self to learn an internal skill set that can serve and support you for the rest of your life, especially right here, right now, with whatever your intention is, but can really serve and support you for the months and years to come as you continue to improve, evolve, and expand your sense of self, the navigation of your inner realities, and the details of your personal experiences. And through this journey, we explore these 15 different elements and how they all interact with each other, and how we can explore and understand parts of self, how we can shift and transform regions of brain-body wiring, and how we can improve and expand the quality of personal experience through our expanded sense of self. And the ultimate aim here, as complex as all these things are, you know, left-right brain hemispheres, triune, midbrain, forebrain, hindbrain, nervous system activity in relation with social engagement, unconscious memories, patterns of navigational networks and trillions of pathways, masculine, feminine energy, inner and outer realities, mind-body-spirit connection, as vast and complex as all this are, the ultimate aim is just to allow the self to experience more unconditional love and pure magic. Unconditional love and pure magic. Unconditional love and pure magic. And then from that space to expand into more unconditional love and pure magic. Unconditional love and pure magic. If you'd like to dive deeper, I invite you to explore my offerings through the Trifecta Treasure Trove. There are self-guided journeys at every level, depending on who you are, where you're at, and what you're ready to invest in your own inner expansion. There's kind of entry, introductory, beginner level content, kind of intermediate, I'm ready to dive deeper, I've been on this journey a while, and I'm ready to kind of go all in. And then there's like really advanced journeys of like, okay, yeah, like I'm gonna like read hundreds of pages and totally dive deep into my journey and learn all these ideas and integrate them into my experience in a new way. And then I offer single sacred soul sessions, which also include complimentary playbooks. So you have something physical and visual and tangible to help integrate everything we explore during our session. And through this, we can connect for whatever duration of time you desire to invest, whether that's 30 minutes, an hour and a half, or 2 hours. And we can dive deep into exploring these concepts. And I have several different modalities to do so, including body, mind, soul, self treasure mapping and inward imagination ignitions through social soul self, or ways of practicing the nourishment of attachment needs through distinction and connection between aspects of self through inward self-hypnotic meditative styles of experience, and to teach that modality, or body, mind, soul, self treasure mapping, where we kind of discuss and explore these different 15 different components, or whichever ones correlate with your intentions and what you're wanting to explore in your personal pathway, and to explore and understand these aspects of self and then create treasure maps to understand that. And from that space, then to create personalized play prompt prescriptions or a daily practice that you have to create the shifts, transformation, improvement, and expansion that you desire now that you do understand these aspects of your inner realities in a new way.
Thank you.
And then if you want to dive into the deepest degree of monumental wonder and magnificence and explore every aspect of yourself, explore all these different 15 key components and how they all interplay with each other, to explore all the different parts of yourself, to understand every miracle of your inner reality, to understand every detail about how your body-mind miracles are navigating the translations of personal experience, and to have dozens and dozens of practices to shift and transform, improve and expand all the different things that we're learning about, and then to learn a skill set to treasure map your personal experience so that you can understand the application of the concepts and have a bridge then to understand the transformation being created through these practices, to have personalized play prompt prescriptions, practices used in your daily life, and to understand the skill set of treasure mapping so that you can, in any moment of any day for the months and years to come, immediately know how to apply the concepts of these 15 elements to understand what's happening in your inner realities and to connect deeply with parts of yourself. And from that space, the unity, connection, and wholeness with all aspects of self expands beyond anything you've ever known. While the body-mind miracles and the brain-body wiring are able to shift and transform to heal and restore any disruption of well-being, then I invite you to explore my multi-month personalized pathway, a 3 or 6 month one-on-one container with weekly video sessions with me, supported by a variety of content creations, several different playbooks, courses, and self-guided journeys that you have lifelong access to. And so you'll have all those amazing miracles. We'll connect every week through a video call for 3 or 6 months, one-on-one personalized sessions where these concepts are here to serve and support you. And I am able to be a divine channel, a guide, and a teacher to assist you in using these concepts for your own personal intentions, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe there's a severe disruption of implicit health, mental, emotional health, a habit that you just can't change, something, a disconnection in your mind, body, spirit, whatever it might be, something you really need to heal and nourish and restore and transform so that you can have a higher quality of life. Or maybe you're doing very, very well, and you're like, I'm ready for more. I'm ready for more unconditional love. I'm ready for more magic. I'm ready for more of myself. I'm ready for more of life experience. I'm ready for more magic and more love. And you want to improve and expand your inner realities and sense of self. No matter who you are, where you're at, all of these concepts simplified through the trifecta treasure trove that I offer, an original modality I spent many years developing, they get to be personalized to fully fit who you are, where you're at, and what your intentions are. And then you get to go through these amazing journeys and also learn the techniques behind them so that you have a lifelong skill set to serve and support you in, I promise you, a million unexpected ways. I promise you, there's just a million moments where you're like, oh, wow, I'm using all the stuff that I just learned, and it's totally improving and expanding my sense of self and quality of life while shifting and transforming anything that needs to be healed and restored. And I understand my own experience in a way I've never known before. And it continues to serve and support you, not just right here, right now, with what your intention is for originally investing in yourself, but also in the months and years to come in ways you can't even imagine. If you're interested in this multi-month personalized pathway, a 3 or 6 month intimately personalized one-on-one container, I would love to connect with you through a free complimentary miracle meeting, a brief video call where we can connect and you can ask any clarifying questions that you have, and our energies can connect and you can explore if it might be a good fit for you. And we can discuss the details of what that might look like in order to fulfill your personal intentions at this time. I invite you to send me an email to connect with any of my offerings, whether that's ordering a self-guided journey or scheduling a one-time session, or exploring the possibility of a multi-month personalized pathway, a 3 or 6 month ongoing journey that combines all of the magic in a powerful way that is completely 100% custom tailored to fully fit who you are, where you're at, and what your intentions are. I would love to hear from you. You can connect with me at heavenonearthfromwithin@gmail.com. And you can also explore more about my work and my offerings through the video links below. There's different introductory playbooks and web pages, and there's other additional video content. But if you kind of explore all those and you're like, I don't even know where to go with this, Just send me an email and we can connect, and I can guide you to the perfect offering for you, or we can connect through a miracle meeting to explore the possibility of a multi-month journey. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being you, and create space to explore the unconditional love and pure magic of every aspect of who you are.
Of improving and expanding the quality of our personal experience from the inside out is to expand our capacity for inner unity, connection, and wholeness through unconditional love and pure magic. When you experience unity, connection, and wholeness with all aspects of your true self through unconditional love and pure magic, the quality of everyday moments and the expansion of your own sense of self transcends anything that can be put into words. It is a somatic embodiment of your innate wholeness and the unity that you have within your being and with life itself. And it allows for such deep contentment and satisfaction and joy and wholeness and just an indescribable wholeness. There's not a better word for it. And this improves and expands every other element of life by improving and expanding unity, connection, and wholeness from within your being. While we're exploring aspects of consciousness and the essence of soul at the foundation of our being, who existed before the brain and body developed into the wiring that now exists today, and the essence of self existing right here, right now, we also explore the energetic essence of self between ages 2 and 12, and connect deep with the energy of self-essence. Not the details of experience, not specific childhood memories necessarily, although those can be used as a tool or catalyst, but to connect with the energetic essence of self from childhood, or the inner child. The energetic essence of self from childhood, especially ages 2 through 12, and to allow for a bridge between that energy of self-essence, that authentic foundation of the essence of soul self, and the present moment. And in that process, really reunify different aspects of consciousness and explore the nature of the authentic self within and beyond the details of brain-body wiring.